Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Keep living the life you love.
Nevin Maguire with the Board Beer Quality Mark on Marty in the Morning. The quality mark means your food has been produced to the highest Board Beer quality standards, verified at every stage.
Nevin, good morning.
Good morning, my friend.
Welcome to this Good Friday morning. So what have we got today? Because many people, not everybody, but many people will be holding back, says you,
yes,
on the grub today. So what are you doing? Because Lent is just about to finish.
Well, I thought, you know, school's off, Lent is thankfully finished.
Yes,
and
indeed.
Easter around the corner, a little, yes, bit of bacon. And I thought, and when I say bacon, I mean bread. So we're going to do one of our recipes that we serve in the restaurant for breakfast, the MacNean wheaten bread.
Oh, lovely.
And then a yeast bread. So it'd be lovely with your kids, getting them involved. But is there anything nicer than freshly baked bread?
It's gorgeous.
We're very lucky. So we'd have, say, 14 chefs in the kitchen between breakfast and dinner.
Right.
And we'd have one chef at night who does those bread. So we make a sourdough bread. We make a ciabatta bread. We also make a little caramelised red onion and rosemary bread. So that's the nighttime bread. Then for our breakfast, you've had it. Lovely fresh yeast bread, just a plain white one that we toast.
Yeah.
And then we do a MacNean wheaten bread, Madeleine scones. So there's a lot of baking goes on in the kitchen.
So this is going to sound... Sorry to interrupt you.
No.
How many options of bread would somebody have at breakfast time in MacNean's?
You definitely would have two options.
Yes.
And then you could have gluten-free bread. We do a lovely gluten-free one. You'd have the Madeleines, which would be like a little pastry. So you'd have your plain white bread toasted, which we do make from scratch.
Of course.
A loaf, sorry.
Oh, you make the loaf?
Oh, yeah.
God,
yeah, yeah, I swear to God, yeah. And Marie and Paolo, they're the two chefs who do the bread and do beautiful breads. Beautiful breads. I sample them every night.
Do you?
Just for research. I do love breads.
That's fantastic. Yeah,
We're bringing it right back. So this would have been kind of my mother's recipe. So
right.
That's what we call it, the MacNean wheaten bread.
Wheaten bread, of course.
And there's hundreds, if not thousands, of recipes for breads. And as I said,
they all have their own. I know.
Yeah, they all think they're the best, but they're all different.
And your granny, my granny, has the same as yours. So we're all. Yeah.
So the recipe for this is mix two loaves, and we have a pound of wholemeal flour and 4 ounces of strong flour, which is a white flour. Okay.
Right.
Bread soda, 2 teaspoonfuls. 2 teaspoonfuls of salt, which is important, and then we're going to sweeten it with a little bit of it says muscovado sugar, any brown sugar will work. Buttermilk, pint to that. Sunflower seeds, this is optional. You don't have to put seeds in it because they give lovely texture. We put sesame seeds and seeds on top, but you don't have to put the seeds in. But this is a little bit different. 2 tablespoons of golden syrup.
Lovely.
And my mother used to always put golden syrup with brown sugar, so I have a bit of a sweet tooth, so I kind of improvised her recipe, to be honest with you. Four teaspoonfuls of melted butter, and that will be for brushing your thins, but for putting into the mixture. This couldn't be easier.
You're brushing your teeth.
You put everything, preheat your oven to 200 degrees. Then you put in all your dry ingredients. So that's save your flour, bread, soda, salt. That all goes in. You make a well into the centre. You put in your buttermilk, you put in your sugar, you put in your seeds, golden syrup, melted butter, with a large spoon or a spatula, get the kids in there, mix it, and just mix it until it's lovely and loose.
Gorgeous.
When we make our brown bread, we always like it, when it's raw, loose, falling consistency. I hope that explains. So it's a wet mixture. That's exactly what I mean.
Oh, I see, okay.
Yeah, that goes into your two-pound loaf tins. You bake it for 40 minutes until it's cooked through. Each loaf will kind of rise and have a lovely golden brown. You don't cover it, by the way, and it's a fan oven, so obviously I said 200 degrees, that's quite a hot oven. So if you're doing like a 2 pound loaf tin, it might take a little bit longer. So this recipe could do 2 loaves. Does that make sense?
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, and absolutely gorgeous. So you let it sit in the tin when it comes out. You're looking for that hollow base to make sure that it's cooked through. Let it sit in the tin for about 5 minutes, then put it onto a cooling rack. Slice it wheaten bread or with some butter and jam. It's beautiful.
It's lovely. As you said correctly, I've had it. Yeah. I know how lovely it is.
And you can make it ahead. Does it freeze? Yes. I always think it's nicer fresh, but that's fine. And it'll keep for about 2 to 3 days. After that...
But if you freeze that...
Yeah, you could freeze
and
that.
Keep it in the
no problem.
Yeah, okay.
No problem. And if you were clever, just a wee tip for your listeners, you'd bake it, and when it's completely cold, you slice it. And you wrap them in, say, 2 little slices into the freezer. So you're busy during the week, you're going out to work, whatever like that. Take them out of the freezer, or toast them from frozen. It should be perfect.
No problem
at all.
Oh, that's lovely.
Just a wee tip.
No, it's perfect.
And then, I don't know if you like the seeds. I mean, sometimes you put sesame seeds, sunflower seeds.
Yeah.
And they're good roughage. They're good for you.
Wheaten bread, that's the mammy's recipe. Now, meantime,
yes.
What was the other thing you were going to do?
Focaccia.
Oh!
A little bit of Italy.
We're doing it, Italian. I wasn't sure what you meant by that.
Sherry tomatoes and olives. So yes. Focaccia, and this is a rosemary focaccia. Focaccia is a yeast bread, but what it's enriched, that's the word, with olive oil.
Yes.
So we're using, this will make one kind of flat loaf in a kind of like Swiss roll tin. That's
yes.
So 1 pound of strong flour. One of the sachets of the, you know, the fast action yeast. It's a dry yeast. Every supermarket will have it.
Okay.
In the restaurant, we use fresh yeast.
Of course.
It's a little bit different.
Of course.
We mix it with some warm liquid. Well, that's true. And you buy it in a kilo.
Yes, of
people
course.
People wouldn't do that at home. So that's why I recommend the dry yeast for home use. It's absolutely perfect.
Right.
Now, you mix that together with tepid water, about 225 mils. So that's your dry yeast, your water. Put that into the flour. This is where you do need a machine, if you can. You know, with a dough hook.
Oh,
and
yes, okay.
It'll mix it all together. You're going to put in six tablespoons. I'll repeat that, six tablespoons of extra virgin olive oil.
That's going to
give
lot.
It. It is, and it'll give it really richness, lovely flavour, and of course, pick a lovely Italian olive oil if you can.
Yes.
So, Marty, with all that mixed through, you let that kind of work through, so you do, and that'll take about maybe 10, 15 minutes until it's nice and kind of light. So I don't want to confuse people. So when you with yeast, if you put in a teaspoonful of sugar into the mixture and a teaspoonful of salt, that's the food that will feed the yeast.
Okay.
Yeah, that's really important. So you mix that in the bowl, and then what you do is lift off the hook, cover it in cling film, leave it in a warm place, not near the cooker.
Now, what consistency is that when you mix it?
So it'll be kind of like a dough consistency.
Oh,
that's the best way. Yeah, it all comes together.
Yeah.
It's not like the wheaten bread, which is soft. This is like a firm, kind of, not a firm, but a soft dough, which is all combined and together.
Yeah.
So what you need to do now, you need to cover it in cling film or a tea towel.
Like
film is best.
Be like grouting.
Yeah, that's exactly.
Am I right?
Never eaten that, but anyway.
No, but you know what I mean.
I know. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
But Marty, what you do, you cover it in cling film and then you let it prove and rise. So it's a reaction of the yeast and the food, because the food is the salt and the sugar and the flour and the warm water. And it's a reaction of that that actually proves your bread, that it doubles in volume. So that's one stage. But there's a bit more work in this bread now, okay? There is definitely. But it's interesting because it's actually very easy to do once you master it. And people love to try yeast breads that, you know, and this is a very simple recipe.
Right.
So then, it's proved once, you knock it back. Knocking back is just hitting it with your hand and you knock out the gas that's trapped. That's all you're doing.
Right.
So you put that onto a tray when it's flat, like a Swiss rolled tin,
yeah.
And then you put it with some sun-dried tomatoes all over the top, some lovely rosemary, you can put in some garlic, black olives, chop them if you like olives. I don't always put olives in it, to be truthful,
sure,
because not everyone likes it.
Yeah.
Pardon me, a little bit of pesto over that, and then what you do in all your lovely toppings is on it. So I'll give you a couple of ideas for toppings. You know the caramelized red onion relish, you could spread some of that over.
Very nice.
Some lovely goat's cheese.
Yes.
So mix it up a little bit. This one we're using some sun-dried tomatoes, a little bit of rosemary and some olives, and then you put that over your yeast bread. Now this is, again, you need to let it sit in the kitchen for another half an hour until it's risen up, and then it goes into the oven. So that's
right.
Twice you prove it.
Yes, it is.
So you mix it, you prove it twice. I know, Mark.
Well, I mean, just for me now, in this case, you've got to really concentrate on what you're doing. As you say, when you've mastered it, it's fine. But the first time, maybe the second time, you're going to have a few less than successful days.
Well,
and then the next time it'll be
and you know what?
You
don't want to rush it. Sometimes what we do is we make this dough. This is another tip for your listeners.
Yeah.
We make the dough, say, today, and we bake it tomorrow. So we let it we let it rise in the fridge overnight in a big tin, a big, huge Bain-Marie container. We cover it with cling film.
Good
and
Lord.
It's risen up. We knock it back. We roll it out.
Yeah.
We let it prove again and then into the oven.
Sure.
So it's a 20, but I don't want to complicate people like that. But it is a bread that you can make ahead.
Yeah.
It's enriched from the olive oil. It will keep.
I was going to say something to you about this bread. You could eat this bread just as it is.
Marty, it's fab.
That's what I'm going to say.
Again,
my memory is I've had this in your place. But you could have this just alone. Just as a piece.
And I'm sure you've had the real authentic, like in Italy, just a beautiful
bread.
Well,
I know people like to dip into the olive oil and all that carry on, and that's quite nice too. I just like the taste of the bread.
Yeah, that's it.
I don't tend to put anything on it, and people do, and that's
You're
fine.
Right. Well, you see, there's enough with the tomatoes. You have the rosemary.
That's what I'm saying, there's enough flavours going on. There's a lot in it.
Yeah, and I wouldn't even dream of putting butter on this.
Oh,
keep the butter for the wheaten bread.
Oh, no.
But, so, anyway, it goes into the oven, and the oven is 220. It's actually hotter than the wheaten bread, and that will take about, say, about maybe 25, 30 minutes.
Okay.
And that really depends on the thickness. When the base is golden brown, then it's ready. Take it out of the oven, let it sit for 5 minutes, cut it into squares, and that could be a lovely sharing bread.
It's gorgeous.
Coming up to Easter, it'd be gorgeous.
Oh, it's
absolutely gorgeous.
It's cherry tomato, it's olive and rosemary for Keisha. But as a fella said, you'd want to have the recipe beside you and follow it to the letter.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, you know, and like I say, if I suppose if you're doing it and it doesn't work, do it again. It's not the crack.
Don't give up. You know, don't give up. Don't give up because it does.
Don't give up. I think you've just picked your song.
We've all used that.
Yeah. A Magnean wheaten bread before that, which is your mum's recipe.
Lovely recipe. Lovely and very simple.
Listen, happy Easter to all of you.
And you too.
Have a lovely time.
Yes.
You and Imelda and the children. I'm sure the Easter bunny will arrive as ever. Yeah, the Easter bunny.
More chocolate.
Yeah, but the Easter bunny does arrive in your neck of the woods in Canada, doesn't it?
For sure.
Always, yeah.
Absolutely. The Easter bunny's been very good over the years.
Great traveller, the Easter bunny.
Yeah.
No bother at all. Listen, have a lovely time.
Thank you, and you too.
And we have to play Don't Give Up now because of the unification, Brett. What is it? Kate Bush and Peter Gabriel.
Is it?
Don't give up.
Yeah.
Don't give up.
Brilliant.
Keep the faith. Have a lovely Easter.
Yeah, we'll
talk to you soon. Happy bacon.
Happy fucking luck. See you. Happy Easter.
God bless you, Nevin.
Bye-bye.
Nevin Maguire with the Boardbeer Quality Mark on Marty in the Morning. The Quality Mark means your food has been produced to the highest Boardbeer quality standards, verified at every stage. My name.